Module 4, Employer-Employee Rights. An ethical organization is able to balance the rights of employees with the rights of the employer. The personal rights of each party may seem to conflict at times, and the privacy laws vary between states. This is why privacy policies are so important. Instituting clear privacy policies will prevent any confusion between employees and employers. When creating policies, employers need to remember that they are obligated to provide employees with a safe work environment that is free from harassment. And this may require what some people consider an invasion of privacy. Privacy policies. Employee privacy is a tangled legal issue. Companies collect detailed personal information about their employees for background checks and other reasons. And they need to clearly state the purpose of collecting this information and how it will be used in their privacy policy. Personal information must be protected and kept confidential, and the employees need to agree to the background checks. Surveillance, drug testing, and searches are points of contention for many employees, and they need to be addressed in privacy policies. Employees argue that they have the right to personal privacy at work, but there are limits to their privacy as more businesses take drastic measures to prevent theft and harassment. Surveillance. Organizations routinely monitor the phone and internet usage of their employees while they are at work. Legally, these steps are protected in many countries because the company phones and internet are company property. Security cameras are also used to ensure the safety of employees. Experts advise employers to include in their privacy policies a warning to employees that they will be monitored. There are limits to the use of cameras. For example, cameras are not allowed in locker rooms or bathrooms. Always check the legal ramifications of using surveillance. Drug testing. Taking a drug test before beginning a new job is common, and employers also have the right to demand drug tests in the event of an accident or suspicion of drug use. Random drug tests, however, can be contested if they violate employee privacy. The policy on random drug testing needs to be reasonable and clearly spelled out. Companies are responsible for keeping drug test results private. Searches. Privacy policies need to remind employees that their workspace and tools are company property and that they are not responsible for any lost or damaged personal property. This should prevent any invasion of privacy claims if an employer who suspects theft searches a locker. Searches should be conducted carefully and with the instruction of senior management. Harassment issues. Companies are legally bound to provide a safe working environment for all of their employees. Employees can sue their employers for not protecting them from harassment. The EEOC protects the rights of individuals from discrimination and harassment, regardless of ethnicity, sex, religion, sexual orientation, disability, age, etc. An employee who feels threatened or uncomfortable by any statement, gesture, or action may be experiencing harassment. An anti-harassment policy and training in harassment will help prevent harassment and protect the organization. Any harassment in the workplace needs to be confronted immediately and the rights of the harassed employee protected. Technology. As technology changes, so does the clarity about employer and employee rights. Employers have the right to expect their employee to work productively and represent the company well. On the other hand, employees have the right to personal privacy. Advances in technology provide employers with more ways to monitor employees. Social networking further complicates this issue. Employees often post things online for their friends to see, but employers may be monitoring these posts as well. It is becoming more common for people to lose their jobs because of posts on their social networking sites. A recent survey revealed that about half of employees feel that their social networks are not any business of their employers. But 60% of executives think that they have the right to monitor their representative's social network behavior. The use of social networks should be included in privacy policies to protect both employee and employer, but many companies cite personal conduct policies to validate their actions. Case study. Charlie, a PR manager, was drafting a new privacy policy for his company. New regulations forced the company to collect additional private information from their employees for various employment records. Charlie knew that a company's privacy policy had to explicitly state what the information they collected would be used for. The company was also installing several new cameras around the building, so Charlie had to include that the surveillance system would be active and recording in non-private areas to ensure employee and company safety. He made sure to clarify the use of the surveillance tapes, stating that while the tapes would be retained, they would be secured and only be reviewed in the case of a crime being recorded.